School will open for at least part-time in-person learning this year. That's the message from North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Despite the continued spread of COVID-19, state officials say the science shows keeping kids completely out of school is more dangerous than the risks from the virus. Schools will reopen on schedule under what Governor Cooper is calling Plan B, which involves a combination of remote and in-person learning. It means that every student, teacher, and staffer will be required to wear a mask. It will also allow fewer people in school at the same time so that social distancing is possible. Kids will submit to a temperature check before they enter the building, and the school schedule will allow for frequent hand washing and cleaning. Plan B is the baseline for the state, says Cooper.
However, districts can choose Plan C, which requires all remote learning, if they determine that that's best for those children, parents, and teachers in that area. The start of school is a month away for most of our children, and we know a lot can happen with the virus during that time. If trends spike and in-person schools cannot be done safely, even with these safety protocols, then North Carolina will need to move to all remote learning.
As far as reopening the rest of the state, despite the current executive order's expiration this Friday, Governor Cooper says the state will continue in Safer at Home Phase 2 for the next 3 weeks. The data trends of COVID-19 are troubling, says Cooper, and could spike in the blink of an eye. And that could threaten the state's ability to reopen schools next month. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.